We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on The Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hiya, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard
and Jim Reed
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as
this is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
And we're going to do that. We're going to keep them growing. Some of the most marvelous people in the world, some of the most talented people are on that vignette there, from different walks of life, mostly obviously from broadcasting, but so thankful to have known so many of them, and a few of them still with us here and there, including Brother Rufus, who is at home today nursing a bad cold or something.
It's a little bout of pneumonia.
Oh, you're in the big time today, huh?
I'm a little weak.
I bet so. Well, what you need is a big plate of eggs. Get some protein in there.
Yeah, get $100 and you can go out and get enough to fix you a
you
plate.
You need a spinach omelet or something.
Kale.
Put some kale in there.
Yeah. A kale omelet. That's exactly what I...
That's what Linda would prefer, I'm sure, is a kale omelet.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah.
Well, you sound good, so I'm sure you're resilient. If there's anybody in this world who is resilient, it's Rufus Edmonston. So I expect I'll... see you back in here next week.
You certainly will.
All right. Well, don't overdo it, though. Don't get out there too fast. You were talking about getting outside today. I think it's going to rain, so you might better stay inside.
All right.
But we've got Kathy with us. Kathy, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. How are you today?
I'm doing very, very well. I am very blessed.
I'm glad. So how can we help you?
Well, you were talking with the fellow just a little while ago before the break about the Japanese beetles.
Yeah, the grubs and all of that. Carl, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I planted some marigolds in my garden. I had gotten, a real bad dose of Japanese beetles eating up everything. And so the next year, I had read something or somebody had told me something that marigolds would kill them. And I thought, well, I can try that. Seeds are easy. I don't like the smell of them, but, you know. And I planted the large kind, and, you know, they had come up. I hadn't, you know, it wasn't June yet, and so nothing had happened. And, you know, the marigolds were about 3 feet tall and blooming and all that. And then one day I noticed I had sticks for marigolds, and my vegetables and things were okay. They had eaten the marigolds. Now, there was a bunch. They looked dead on the ground. And I gathered them up, you know, and put them in a trash can and throw them away. So, but I don't know whether it actually killed them or not.
Yeah.
But they do attract them, you know, if you plant them somewhere, they will attract them. And I didn't have as much of a problem after that. So I always plant marigolds in my garden to keep away the Japanese beetles.
I know that the marigolds attract butterflies and bees and a lot of the good insects, but they repel things like mosquitoes, for instance.
French marigolds exclude a chemical that repels nematodes.
Yeah.
So that's, often recommend for people to plant them around their tomatoes or anything where they've had nematode problems before.
Rufus, you had any marigolds kill any insects? Or
I use them quite often. And something that I do when I have a bunch of pests like that, I will take a garden hose and just blast the fig tree or whatever it is.
Yeah, and Clap used to talk about that too. If she wasn't squeezing, she was squirting water on them.
Yeah, it takes a pretty big blast.
Yeah,
but I haven't had many of those pesty things in the past few years.
I haven't either. Maybe I just don't have the plants. Now, I know they go after roses, and they go after blooms on crepe myrtles and things like that, but maybe
hibiscus
I just...
leaves, they'll eat up.
Yeah.
Those too.
I guess I just don't have some of the plants in my yard that they are attracted to. What are they attracted to in your yard, Kathy?
I really don't see them that often now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, that's a good problem to have.
They got the word.
Yeah.
They've all gone to Carl's place to eat those figs.
Well, I may see, a couple, but I really have to hunt for them now if I find them.
Yeah.
But now I can be, a little further away, out in the pasture or something like that, and I might see them more out there. But something that I do have a question about something. What do you know about kudzu beetles or kudzu bugs? They're extremely tiny, and I know they'll eat peas up like crazy.
Kudzu beetles?
Woo, yeah, I have seen them in my backyard, and I was only two, I saw this, they're tiny. They're itty-bitty tiny, and I saw just a little black spot, and at first I thought it, might be a drop of dried up blood from something. And I got to inspect it, I had to put a magnifier on it to see. And then I realized, no, this is something that's actually moving. And,
the University of Florida calls them stink bugs, native to Asia.
It's not stink bug, I know.
Yeah, bean plasticid is another name for it. Kudzu bug is a small brown stink bug native to Asia, according to the University of Florida.
Well, kudzu came from Asia.
Yeah, and they have spread throughout the Southeast.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you're going to, in all likelihood, have to use a chemical to get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like a
seven dust
pyrethrin or,
yeah.
type.
Well, I'm trying to get bees. I don't want to use anything
yeah,
like
that.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
what are they eating? What are they eating?
They like any kind of vine type thing, is my understanding, especially peas, like black-eyed peas, cow mm-hmm. peas, green beans, you know, all that. I mean, they can just, you know, you got to burn them. My only thing is you just burn the plants and everything and kill them that way.
Well, we don't want to do any burning. Rufus, have you encountered any of these?
No, I haven't.
Huh.
No.
There's a YouTube, the only reason I know about them, okay, and this is true. The only reason I know anything about them is I watch a YouTube person that, you know, they're in Alabama, and, of course, you know, they're showing all, you know, what they do, and they found them. It took them a while to figure out what it was. They had to just destroy it, and that was what they did. They just burned them because they don't use pesticides or anything like that, and across the road, well, it's about a quarter of a mile across the road and uphill, at my daughter's house, that's where I saw the little bug. And, you know, I didn't know what it was. I mean, when they show the picture on the screen, it's, you know, you can't tell how big it is, but it's a little tiny thing. And I just happened to see one, and like I said, I thought it was a little drop of blood. And I get to looking at it, and I thought, like, oh, my goodness, this looks just like that.
Yeah, they're apparently attracted to soybean fields mm-hmm. and things like that. I haven't encountered that. I don't think anybody has ever brought that up before. It's too bad they don't eat kudzu.
Yeah, that would be.
Well, they yeah. Well, you know what? I don't see kudzu like I used to see either.
Well, that's because there's so much development.
Well, that's true. They're destroying all the land.
Yeah, it used to be a lot of kudzu out at the Centennial campus, but there are buildings sitting on top of them now.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why we're actually seeing the little bugs. Is they're taking their food away.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's interesting, Kathy. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah. Well, I use the marigolds to distract any...
Yeah. Which, you know, it's certainly a good repellent for a lot of insects. So,
yeah.
It does attract a few of the good ones.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was it.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you calling this morning.
Glad to do it.
Have a nice day. Bye. All right. We'll talk to William in Bolton coming up. I assume that's the Bolton down near Wilmington. Coming up on the WPTF Weekend Gardener, it's 10:19. It's 10:26. Let's head to Bolton and William. William, am I right? That's the Bolton near Wilmington?
No, it's Beaufort.
Oh,
Beaufort.
Joel, you had him in Bolton. Well, have you been to Bolton? that's a big difference.
Bolton. I've been to Bolton. That's a little far down the road.
Yeah, that's Bolton and Riegelwood. That's just west of Wilmington. Okay, Beaufort. Oh, this is William, the air traffic controller. What am I thinking of?
Yeah,
well, that's what three
we got
are.
Questions.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
How's everything with you?
Oh, a little chilly down here. Trying to do some pruning. I should have done it yesterday. It was 73 down here yesterday, and it's 48 today.
What were you doing, just sitting there with a mint julep or something?
No, I actually out running errands, running around town, and I wasted a day away while it was pretty. Now I'm paying for it out here trying to trim back the roses and ornamental grass, and the wind's blowing 20 knots.
Oh, I bet it is. Yeah, we got some good weather coming in. You pretty much know what to prune and what not to prune.
Yeah, I'm doing my crepe myrtles today and knockout roses in the morning.
Well, don't give them a crew cut now.
Oh, no, I don't crew cut them.
Good,
I just trim,
good for
trim
you.
Trim the leggings off of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't scout. I don't.
No murder.
I didn't think you were a murderer.
Murder.
I can't murder my crepe myrtle.
Yeah.
Nah, I hate to hear Rufus is under the weather.
Yeah, Rufus, you still under the weather?
Well, I was getting ready to drop an indictment, but I knew I wouldn't have to on our friend about murdering crepe myrtle.
Yeah. He feels good enough to write a writ.
Tell him he needs a. He needs some of his rheumatism medicine.
Rheumatism medicine, Rufus. You got some rheumatism medicine, hadn't you?
Yeah, I've got some homebrew medicine.
Yeah.
Well, be easy on that.
I still got that jar of home cough syrup in my fridge, too.
Oh, my goodness.
We thought so much about you during this horrible tragedy of recent days.
And
thought about the wonderful care you took of me and Mike.
Yeah, you were one of the first people I thought of too, William. And what a great air traffic controller you are, and this was just a horrible thing for everybody involved.
That's something you never want to see, and especially in my career, you never want to.
No,
see
sir.
That happen
absolutely.
To anybody,
so. Yeah.
No.
Well,
no,
a lot of moving parts with that.
Yeah. In our industry, we always say it always is a series of events. Where it leads up to it, and you call if we want to break the chain, and there's always a link that adds up to the accident.
Right.
So
yeah.
They'll find out.
They'll find
the
out.
Investigation.
William, you want to hold on a minute while we do news?
Yeah.
Or okay.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
We
got Brother Herb over there in Durham, and we'll be back with more coming
all
up
right.
on the Weekend
all
Gardener.
Right.
All righty. We're back on WPTF. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Gerald Adams, Brother Rufus on the phone with us. And so is William, the air traffic controller in Beaufort. Not in Bolton, in Beaufort.
In Beaufort. Hey, has Gerald got his tomatoes all going?
I'll tell you, he's got all kinds of stuff going, growing herbs and peppers and all kinds of stuff.
I've been sowing seed trays since January the 2nd, and I started on the tomatoes 2 days ago.
And we were talking about the gas bill. Mounting up.
I can imagine.
Because you got some big greenhouses out there now, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
What new varieties you got this year, Gerald?
Red Snapper.
Oh, no, I have it, but it's not new. It's a good hybrid one. I've got a few more of those micro varieties this year where the plants stay a little bitty, get like 15, 16 inches tall. I've got some new cherry tomatoes this year, one called Gobstopper, which is orange.
Gobstopper. Rufus, have you ever been called a gobstopper by the opposition?
And I'm gonna have a bunch of new peppers. I will probably be over 100 varieties of peppers this year.
Oh, wow.
And you're going to be in the same place at the farmer's market.
At the tail end.
Building number two.
Yep.
Down towards Supersize.
Yep. Same spot.
Yeah. On the southeast side.
But when do you start selling, Gerald?
I've got the last week in March targeted. And the last 3 years, I've been somewhere close to the 25th. I hope to be the 22nd's my target date, but it just depends on the weather. We could have a warm up. We could have a go to other direction because once I carry the plants out there, I'm there every day. Since too much trouble to take them back and forth, so I can't it get below 30. But when I set up, I'll be there every day to at least Memorial Day.
Oh, good. I'll definitely be out there. I'm gonna get some patio tomatoes put out this year.
I'm gonna have at least 30 varieties from the Dwarf Tomato Project this year.
Oh, wow.
So I'll have plenty and all kind of size fruit, too.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good.
I wish I had some of them to eat right now, but that's going to be a while.
I know. Gerald's been chiding me because I've brought up Merits a couple of times and BLTs, and that's just hard on the nerves.
Tough.
That is something. Well, let you know, Els is open down here now again. They tore Els down and rebuilt it during the winter. So
wow, they're getting kind of uppity, aren't they?
Yeah, but the same building size. They just put new equipment inside.
Well, good for them. The Big Oak restaurant,
Yeah, the Big Oak
drive-in
grill. Yeah,
grill.
Yeah.
That's down a little farther down near Emerald Isle. Those are real mainstays and good food.
Oh, yeah, definitely good food. I may have to ride down there and get a cheeseburger today.
Yeah. You like the shrimp burgers at Els?
I like the shrimp burgers. They got a good shrimp burger and a good oyster burger.
Yeah.
But they make a good cheeseburger. They
just yes, they do.
Meat on it.
Well,
really
see, we brought it up. Now you're going to have to do it.
Well, I was going to tell you, I want to see if Gerald ever heard this trick. I'm trimming my ornamental grass, and I found a way to trim it. I use painter's tape and wrap the grass up in painter's tape and then cut the bottom of it, and it all comes out no mess.
Yep, that's a good way. She's aggravating to do.
Oh, it is, yeah, especially with the wind blowing 20 knots.
Well, weigh the anchor.
Yeah, exactly.
When you get out there today, don't fall in the water.
Yeah, well, I'll let you guys get back to the show. I'll tell you, I'm enjoying listening. I got on my headset and on the radio. So.
Well, call us a little more often, William.
Well, y'all come down and see us when you get down this way.
Well, call us from Bolton sometime.
I call us from Bolton. If I ever make it down to Bolton, I'll call from Bolton.
Yeah. Oh, please do. Riggerwood, any of those areas.
All right. Y'all have a good morning.
You too. Yeah, I hope he does too. Herb is with us. Brother Herb, how are you today, sir?
Absolutely terrific. Good morning. And three of my favorite people, two of whom probably shares the same joys and disappointments that I do, maybe even today, but that's another story. I want to give you an update on my bloomers outside.
Oh, well, I don't know. Should we talk about that, Herb?
I was hoping you wouldn't go there. But
I'm
anyway.
Sorry. Well, I just...
Outside, my winter... what is that thing? Winter honeysuckle, blooming.
Yeah.
I don't know if you mentioned that. Mahonia, did you mention that?
Yeah, Rufus did.
Okay, my tea olive is blooming as well. Been blooming forever. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, the tea olive, both of them are still blooming nicely.
I've been doggone. Yeah, mine's not blooming.
Oh, yeah. Inside. Thanksgiving cactus has rebloomed.
Oh, good for you. I was noticing one in our kind of a sunroom den, and it looked really good, but it's not blooming.
Yeah, it is. Lobster claws blooming, heliconia, nicely.
Yeah.
And also the Mona lavender, plecanthus, something like that, yeah. That's blooming as well. I bring them in, so they're blooming. But here's the not so great news. Yesterday, I was outside. I have to have stuff growing all year.
Yeah.
So I had taken in the fall, late fall winter, the purple heart, and I put about 20 in water, and so they were rooting. So yesterday, I took them out, and I was going to put them in some soil, which I did. Believe it or not, I think I was buzzed at least twice by a mosquito. So I could not believe it. I saw some of the flies, but then I got buzzed twice. I said, oh, my gosh. But anyway, so that's what's going on in Herb's world. I have a question for Gerald. I am now overwhelmed with all the new tomatoes I'm going to try. The San Marzano, I think you mentioned, I'm going to try that. And you also gave me a tomato that would be like the Cherokee Purple, but a miniature version of it, I guess.
Cherry.
So I'll be over there in the March. So my question is, I don't grow big slicing tomatoes, but if I decide I want to add one more, what's going to be the easiest one for me to ask for, doesn't take a whole lot of maintenance, and probably grows quickly, or at least fast?
Well, all tomatoes, the bigger the fruit, the longer it takes. That's kind of a general rule of thumb. One that makes a 12-ounce tomato takes much longer than one that makes one the size of a marble or a golf ball.
Right.
But you've heard us talk several times today about red snapper. That is a fairly new hybrid tomato that has got significantly more disease resistance, but still makes a good slicing tomato. That would be one that I would recommend. And Primo Red, another hybrid with all kinds of disease resistance. More disease resistance doesn't make them automatic that they're going, but it increases your odds some on getting results. And those two are probably the varieties that I recommend most for that.
Okay, I've got my list. One quick thing, if I may, Mike.
Sure.
I think Rufus is always sharing tidbits of us, and I think that he was mentioning a term, providential. I think the
Rufus, think was that one of your words of the week? Providential or providential?
Provenade.
Provenade, that's right, provenade. Well, look, here's what happened, and I know it's a garden show. I was in Sunday school, and that came up, and I said, well, my gosh, I think I remember that before, provenade. And I said, how can that be related to a garden show? And what I put together was, earlier, our neighbor called in from the Methodist Church.
Yeah.
And provenade, if I have it correctly, would fit right there because they are giving charity with their community gardens.
Righto.
Lot of times people say, well, stick to gardening, but it all ties together.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Well, we're going to stick to whatever makes us happy. And talking to you was one of those things, Herb.
Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Yeah. All right, we need a Cliff Joyner saying of the week coming up here, Rufus, here on WPTF. We'll be back. We haven't had Miss Monica on. She's out there real busy, I'm sure. But we're still trying to get in touch with her. No telling who she's meeting with and she's
fires
got
she's
so
having
much
to put out.
Fires she's having to put out. She's having to do a lot of different things. But what is the Cliff Joyner saying of the day? Do you have that at the ready?
All right. Now, Cliff Joyner, here we go. The only failure is not knowing how to be happy. Now, you think about that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That sounds like something my wife would say.
How to be happy.
Yeah.
And you're an example of a happy countenance.
Yeah, so very few things bother sweet Melissa.
Absolutely.
Everything bothers me. I worry about, well, at least I worry about everything. Not everything bothers me, but I worry about everybody's problems, and including my own. And Melissa doesn't worry about most anything that I can think of. So that's a good way to do. That's a good attitude.
It certainly is.
Yeah. Are you a worrier, Rufus?
Not that much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I mean, I'm sure that has sustained you throughout your life, your working life, your political life, and beyond. So you a worrier, Gerald?
No, I'm
that's
more,
good.
I'm more of a doer.
Well, I worry enough for both of you. So I don't know. Do we have Miss Monica on there? Joel, 1 minute. She's got to finish putting out a fire, I guess. I don't know if she has time.
Here's another one. Success is often the result of taking a step in the direction.
So success is often taking a step in the right direction, yeah.
It's often the result of taking a misstep
Oh, that's important. Misstep in the right direction. Okay. Miss Monica is with us. You had any missteps this morning, Monica?
I don't think so. Not yet. But.
Well, forgive us. Joel and I forgot all about the farmer's market, even though we talked a bunch about it, but calling you. So just forgive us, please.
It is okay. I was on a phone call right there for a second, and I was trying to finish up when he was calling in. So
well,
we're all
that's
good.
All right.
Everybody's busy.
I know. But we've talked a lot about Gerald coming out to the farmer's market by the end of March or so, and hopefully the weather is going to cooperate. I know folks need to be going out there today and getting them some good greens and get some firewood.
Yes, I tell you, we talk about that all the time. You need to stay stocked up with firewood.
Yes, ma'am. We had this winter. Yeah, it's been quite a winter.
That's right. You never know when you're going to need it from one day to the next. As our weather definitely is like a roller coaster ride. It's up and down.
So, you know, I could eat me some greens, some turnip salad, and mustard greens right now. They had a little fat back in them. Yeah. Got to have a little fat back in them. Got to cook them. My mother used to, as Rufus would say, cook them into submission.
Got a way to cook beans and, of course, kale. You can't cook kale enough.
No. It'll never get soft. But they're going to come out with a variety that you'll like someday, Rufus, I'm sure. So you got a lot of stuff going on out there, I'm sure, and making a lot of plans for the spring.
Definitely, we do. And we have, you know, so many wonderful products that are here now. You know, the apples are always something good to enjoy all winter long from our fall crop from the North Carolina mountains. You can still find a great selection of apples. You can find apple cider, sweet potatoes, of course. And I believe February is actually sweet potato month, if I'm remembering that correctly. So always a good thing to have on your, I guess, in your pantry or some sweet potatoes. You can do so many things with them, and they store so well. And you can find a great selection of those here, as well as all those greens you were talking about. And we have some of those tunnel-grown strawberries that are from down near the Rocky Point, Castlehaine area. And they're absolutely delicious. If you've never had them, you've got to try those. And we've got a few.
Billy was talking about something that was growing. They were demonstrating out there last week that was grown hydroponically.
Lettuce, probably.
Lettuce, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yes, we have a good selection of lettuce now as well. And some cucumbers and tomatoes that are grown in greenhouses.
Oh, wow.
So our farmers get really creative, and I've seen a demonstration of that this week as we've been out doing some farm visits this week and checking in with our farmers and getting to see all of their hard work firsthand. And we've seen some wonderful ways that some of them are growing, like their lettuces and things like that, in tunnel houses or greenhouses this time of year. Even a few, I mentioned that already, but cucumbers, some pickles. We had some of those that are being grown as well. And just our farmers are so diverse, and they work hard and come out and support them. And we have, of course, there's that big game going on tomorrow. I hear the Super Bowl, I believe it is, that's coming up that everybody's talking about.
I know, and I'm off Monday for this is the first time, I was telling Gerald, the first time in years and years, decades, that I will be able to watch the Super Bowl from beginning to end, and I'm excited about it.
Well, that's great. And
yeah.
As everybody's preparing, you know, we're one of those places you can stop and grab a lot of great foods for a Super Bowl party.
Uh-huh.
We have the fresh salsa. You could grab some of those strawberries, maybe make a fruit tray or a vegetable tray. And, of course, up at our market shops and all around, you can find different meat products. Maybe grab some sausage to make sausage balls or a dip. We have some different candies and cakes and pies, all kinds of stuff. Just depends on what you're looking for those Super Bowl parties. You can definitely get all you need here to make that Super Bowl party successful. Even fresh seafood, oysters, shrimp. You know, they have that great shrimp dip that they brought over for us to try.
Right. And the oysters that we swallowed.
Yes. Yes. For breakfast.
We did. Right? We did. Had oysters for breakfast. It was not Oysters right. Rockefeller.
Yes. And so many wonderful things you can come out. Of course, in the Hunter Pork Center, we have the folks inside the market shops that have the jams and jellies, preserves, peanuts. That's another great thing for a Super Bowl party snack, peanuts. And we have all different flavors of those. There's all kinds of barbecue sauces if you're making wings or whatever you may need barbecue sauce on. You can find different varieties, different flavors, and so many great things to shop around and use and just snack on all week. Maybe if you're preparing your lunches for the kids, so many nutritional things that you can grab here at the market to do so.
And they got some restaurants that we need to talk about, too.
Yes, we do. Our State Farmers Market restaurant, I can smell those biscuits cooking now.
Oh, don't talk about it now.
Yes. If you've never been out and had one of their homemade biscuits, you've got to come out and try those. That's the first thing you get when you go in is a basket of hush puppies and biscuits brought to the table. And just absolutely delicious. And, of course, they do breakfast and lunch, open till 3 daily. And our seafood restaurant is another favorite place to stop and enjoy a wonderful plate of Calabash-style seafood. And, of course, we have our market grill where you might can grab a Rufus dog or a chicken sandwich, hamburger, and 321 Coffee, a great place to stop and get your day started is being able to grab one of their delicious coffees or our ice drinks that they have there. And there's so many other things you can enjoy while you're walking around.
What are you talking about, Rufus?
Our great fans is Seafood Kemp's mother is one of our great listeners.
That's right.
Yes, she is. And
I knew his father so well when he was the sheriff.
That's right, in Orange County. Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, that said a lot of good. And Rufus, you haven't lost your appetite with this pneumonia, have you?
Not yet. I would love to have some clams right now.
Clams? Like clam strips?
Yeah, I would love that, and I might try to make my way over there to get some fried oysters.
Oh, fried oysters. Do you like that with the sauce or without?
Without.
Okay. You like a little lemon on them?
No, that's don't. No, I'm not.
Okay.
Speaking of clams, have you had the clam chowder soup from the seafood restaurant, Rufus?
Absolutely.
Fabulous.
Most magnificent.
Yes. The clam chowder soup is awesome. It really is.
Ooh, that'd be good right now. A nice, good, warm clam chowder.
Whew. Yes.
Wow. I don't know. I got a biscuit in one hand and clam chowder in the other. I don't know what to do.
And me starving.
Yeah. Gerald, I've been talking about food all morning, and Gerald's about to have the heebie-jeebies. Well, and you got Super Sod. Boy, they'll be really cranking up here soon, I know.
Oh, definitely. They will. They have the compost mix. They have sod by the roll, by the pallet, any way you need it. We had a few plant folks pop in last weekend. I don't believe any's here today, maybe just a few that are in a couple of vendor spaces. We do have some house plants and succulents up in our market shops area, but
good.
It's definitely planting time is,
sure is.
Here. And got, you know, we'll be seeing more plants coming in over the next few weeks as the weather, well, as the roller coaster goes, it depends on what the weather is from week to week, of course. And shrubbery and things like that, I'm expecting to see some of that coming in definitely within the next couple weeks. And we do have our Taste of Winter pop-up series still going on, so we have some specialty foods here with some different vendors that are here today, as well as some different craft items. So, again, some of those guys, I know down there at Home Place with Miss Montague, she's got those special, I had to guess, she's probably got some football-shaped trays fixed up.
All right.
With some baked goods and things like that that you can just grab and take and enjoy for the Super Bowl or for anything.
Well, we're out of time. You be sure and save a space for Gerald now at the end of March.
I know. All right. I will try. I'll have to think about that, though.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks. We'll see you at the show out in a couple of weeks. Can't wait.
Yes, February 22nd. Mark your calendar.
Thank you, Gerald. Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Rufus. Thank you, Joel. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Amen.
Take care. Bye-bye.